A Boy, a Dog, and a Frog by Mercer Meyer. A Boy, a Dog, and a Frog by Mercer Meyer. Once upon a time, a boy and his dog decided to go for a walk. And the boy wanted to catch some things on the way. And so he packed up his pail, he packed up his net, and he called Dog to come with him. And the boy's name was Tom. So Tom and his dog, Pumpkin, went out for a walk. Tom saw a nice climbing tree. And Pumpkin, he had a little itch on his ear. So Tom sets down his pail, he sets down his net, and climbs the tree. But then he notices Frog, who's sitting on his lily pad. And so he picks up his pail.
You're cracking yourself up.
He picks up his net, and he and Dog see Frog on his lily pad. And they're running and running and running to catch Frog. And Frog looks little like, oh, I don't want this to happen. And they're running and running, but then the dog trips, and the dog trips. And the pail goes flying, and they drop the net, and the net goes flying. And Frog looks very surprised. And they fall in head first, the pail and the net falls, but the pail's still flying, and Frog doesn't look happy because his lily pad was disturbed. And the boy comes up, and the pail lands on his head, and Dog looks very embarrassed, and Tom looks very embarrassed, and the Frog looks smug. And he's about to catch Frog, but the pail falls over his eyes, and Frog leaps out of the way. And Frog's sitting there smiling on the log. And the dog still looks embarrassed, but the boy is angry. And he tells his dog to go one way, and he goes the other. And they sneak up on Frog. And right when he's about to get Frog, the dog is also going for Frog. And Frog jumps out of the way right in time and gets the dog trapped in the net. And he's sitting in a very uncomfortable... Dog sitting in a very uncomfortable position in the net, and the boy looks upset, and the Frog looks very angry, and the dog gets angry, and his dog is still in the net, Pumpkin, and Pumpkin looks very upset, and they go off, but Frog looks sad, and when they're leaving, Frog looks even sadder, and when they're walking away, Frog's just looking at them. He's so super duper sad. So he hops off his lily pad and follows their footprints all the way into their house. Then he hears Pumpkin and Tom splashing playfully in the tub, and he's happy. And he walks in, and they see him, and they're happy, and they're happy to see him. And then he jumps in, and they're surprised but happy. They have a nice bath with the boy sitting on the rim, the dog with his paws on the rim, and Frog sitting on Pumpkin's head. The end.
Fantastic. You guys are both really good storytellers. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed that.
Do you need to go to the bathroom?
No.
Oh, okay.
I went before, remember?
Yeah. How about you're wiggling? Okay.
All right. So
okay.
We're going to keep working.
Okay.
And we will see you then.
Okay. What time do you want?